This Tuesday at Guantanamo Naval Base in Cuba, hearings will be held in the cases of four men charged with links to al-Qaeda. The men are among about 600 detainees imprisoned without trial at Guantanamo in the 3 years since the 9/11 terrorist attacks. NPR's Jackie Northam is on the line from Guantanamo Naval Base. Jackie, who are the four men and what are the charges against them?
There are two men from Yemen. One is Ali Hamza al-Balul, and the next one is Salam Hamdan. There's a Sudanese national named Ibrahim al-Khozi, and there's one Australian amongst them named David Hicks. The four of them are all charged with conspiracy to commit war crimes, but there are additional charges that are spread out. Two of them are, the government says, were bodyguards for Osama bin Laden. One, the Sudanese man, they say, was a driver for Osama bin Laden, and David Hicks has been charged with murder by what the government calls an unprivileged belligerent. They say he was fighting alongside the Taliban, and he, like the other three that are on trial, were all picked up in Afghanistan, and as you say, have been held here at Guantanamo for more than 2.5 years, and they're the only four of almost 600 detainees that have been charged or even seen a lawyer.
What's expected to happen at the hearings then this week?
Well, this is all preliminary. There'll be motions. They'll try and set trial dates. This is the first time in almost 60 years that these, what the government calls military commissions, have been held. The last time was at the end of World War II. There was a press briefing yesterday down here at Guantanamo, and a senior Pentagon spokesman said, he admitted that we're plowing through new ground here, and certainly in terms of legal aspects. Leanne, the trials are going to be held in a newly built courtroom here at Guantanamo, and it's going to hold about 60 spectators, and that actually includes some human rights groups, Amnesty International, Human Rights First, Human Rights Watch, but also the American Bar Association is going to be watching this very closely as well. And just one other note, Leanne, is these proceedings will not be recorded either on video or audio tape. And the senior Pentagon spokesman said yesterday, he said, so when we look back at this 50 years from now and see how these were done, as we look back on the ones from World War II, there won't be any recording.
Do the men have legal representation?
They do. They have military defense lawyers. These military defense lawyers have been very active and very vocal with their dissatisfaction at the way these commissions are being set up. And that's primarily the rules and regulations, they say, are heavily skewed in favor of the government. Things like classified information, very difficult to get hold of. They don't know if they're going to get it. You know, it's, some of these defense lawyers, Leanne, haven't even spoken, certainly haven't spoken recently to their clients because they haven't even got things like interpreters to talk to their clients.
Will they have any legal recourse then beyond the military?
Well, you can be sure, and they've all made it very clear, the defense lawyers, the four military defense lawyers that are coming in, that they are going to challenge us from top to bottom. And really, I think they're going to come out swinging on Tuesday, if one wants to use that term. But again, this is all sort of new legal aspects that we're coming under here because it hasn't been done for so long. Even if one of these defendants was found not guilty, Leanne, that doesn't mean they can leave Guantanamo because the Pentagon has set it up in such a way that if they consider the person, even if they're found not guilty at these commissions, that person can't leave the island if they're still considered a threat. They have to appear before an annual review trial. So it's not a done deal, just even if they're found not guilty.
What about the other detainees at Guantanamo? What's their legal status?
Right now, there's something called combatant status review tribunals are going on, and basically this was in the wake of the Supreme Court trial. It's a way to determine if these detainees are enemy combatants. And those are ongoing right now, very quick hearings there, but they don't have lawyers. The military has given them official representatives, but these are not people with legal backgrounds. So they don't have lawyers yet. They're still held incommunicado, and there are still no charges against. There's about 595 detainees still.
NPR's Jackie Northam at the Guantanamo Naval Base in Cuba. Jackie, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Leanne.